both of you coming up from Cork and joining the Clondalkin paper mills, at any stage did you feel like you were blow-ins, or did you seem to fit in straight away?
Well, certainly I fitted in. I never felt anything like that, a blow-in. Maybe because it was outside the Dublin area, you know, maybe it was a country area then and they were delighted. If you liked it, they were happy.
Was there a good social atmosphere?
Yes, there certainly was, yes. I think that
outings
was it.
That.
Yes, I think maybe because we were outside the greater Dublin area. We were a country village.
County Dublin.
County yeah. Dublin, yeah. Yeah. So that made a difference, I think. Yes.
And I suppose the other people you would have met there as well, I'm just thinking when you were sitting down typing, you were typing on probably an old, these old...
Yes.
IBM typing machines.
Yes.
Watching all that new technology coming in must have been frightening, was it?
Well, not really. It wasn't, because it was only at the start of it in the 70s, really, computerization. And we took to it as it came in, you know. We slowly managed it.
And do you remember the people who introduced that idea to Dr. Cusick?
Mm. He was very receptive to new ideas and very forward-looking.
Yeah.
And very modern in his outlook. So he would welcome all those new developments in technology.
And do you think he did invest quite a lot of money in setting up the...
His computer department.
One of the first computers in the country.
That's right, he did. And it was a huge success. And there were about 6 or 7 girls, punch card operators. That's the way it worked. And it was a success. And he was very happy with it.
Do you remember that time?
Yes,
when
in the
70s.
I do, yeah. Indeed. Yes, it was exciting. Exciting, wasn't it? Exciting. Yeah. Yes, it was all a new thing.
Yeah.
Yes. So we did move with the times.
That's right. And we doubled up the size of the office.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right.
And so did you start working on a computer then, or was that something that... getting into that?
Well, just getting into it at that stage, yes.
Yeah. Talk to me about your, you know, kind of... I suppose when you were looking at the way that things started to go down, when did it first come to your notice that the trucks weren't going out as often as they should be, and that when did you first become aware of business slowing down?
Well, we were in pretty well full manufacturing until probably about a year, I'd say, before the paper mill closed down. But you could see that there was a slowing down, a gradual slowing down. I recall there were certain orders, especially export orders, which we lost because of competition, I think, coming mostly from the Scandinavian countries. Bear in mind, we were a small company in a small country. Everything we made to ship abroad, well, we had to use ferries and boats and ships to. So I think our cost base was a bit high.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there were demands for higher wages and that. And there was a pretty active trade union movement in the paper mill as well. So anyway, I think the management decided, well, look, you know, we probably have too many people working in the mill. And there were occasions where you could see there were maybe 4 people on a particular machine, when in fact 3 people could do. So negotiations commenced in about 1980. Commenced anyway, to negotiate changes in production and manning levels. These negotiations went on for quite a long time. And I think, as far as I recall, the company wanted the workforce reduced to a manageable, profitable number. And I think the figure was about 320, they felt, could and should run the paper mill. Now, there were a lot of debates with the trade union movement on the salary structure, bonuses, which seemed to be a sticking point because it was complicated, the bonus structure there. And negotiations went on, I think, for about a year. And eventually it came to a vote, and the unions, I think, decided, I'm not knocking the unions when I say this, but they found that the proposals outlined for them were not satisfactory. And they voted to reject the final offer made by the company. And I think that was it. The company had sort of decided at that stage, if this proposal is rejected, we won't have any choice but to close the place down. Now, there were on the table at the time where the government, Dick Spring actually, was involved in this, and he had offered that he would put, I think, about £1 million on the table, and the company would match it with another £1 million to upgrade the systems there, because some of the old machines were old and tired, and they were going to spend that money to do a lot of modernisation and upgrading of it. Anyway, that's an aside. It never happened because the final proposal from the company was rejected. And
why, when you say it was rejected by who?
It was rejected by they had 2-3 unions in the pavement at the time, and they had a mass meeting on a Friday evening, I always remember it. And I think some members felt that the company would be nationalised. There was a feeling, I think, and I felt this amongst my own people working in the dispatch and transport, that the government would not allow the paper mill to close down, because after all, apart from Smurfit, who made board, Clondalkin was the only paper mill left in the country. Drumna had gone, and Swiftbrook had closed down. And there was a
But
few.
When you say they closed down, sorry, they all, if anything, they would be stronger because they came together.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, what I mean that they had ceased making paper in Drumna, they had ceased making paper in Swiftbrook, and Clondalkin was the only actual paper mill in the country. Yeah.
Because they bought over the other two.
They bought them over, closed them down, and what they did was they manufactured the paper which they made in Drumna, and especially the paper they made in Swiftbrook, was then all manufactured in Clondalkin.
But surely that would have made the company stronger.
Yes, so it did, and so it was for a long, long time. But as I said earlier on, the economic events seemed to have been catching up with Clondalkin, whereby they found it hard to compete with especially the Scandinavian countries.
I think there was a problem with the rate of exchange at the time, there wasn't that?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there would have been other financial aspects to it
that
I wouldn't be aware of.
Yeah. But Danny, that's an incredible story. You know, the possibility of getting all this money to improve the infrastructure, the machinery, and so on, and the workforce and the unions to knock it. What year was that?
That was 1978. No, Mary, it was 19. Around about November 1981, the paper mill closed.
Yes,
because as I mentioned. The proposal to modernise it and to change the working arrangements rejected. And the company had said if it was rejected, I'm repeating myself here, that the paper mill would close.